Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
When was the last time you did a good solid shopping?
Good solid shopping.
Yeah.
I would say not as good as my last two, but I went Target. So I did Target and the grocery store in the same outing.
So you want the Band-Aid right off?
Yeah, it was intense. Especially because there's no paper towels. Couldn't find any, no disinfectant spray or wipes. But I still ended up with a full cart, believe it or not. I have no idea how I did it. Got chastised for it.
What percentage of people would you say are wearing masks when you go to these stores?
There's a vast majority.
Good.
Yeah. But I mean,
that's not how it is in the Carolinas, by the way, guys. It's not like that down here.
Can you find a mask?
Dave, I would say this. You're probably talking about one in every five people having a mask on in the store.
It's awful.
That just shows you the contrast and how different it is in other places. But the reality is, Dave, people are over it. You know, they want to be past this coronavirus pandemic. And I just don't know if the science says that, which is why I'm worried about it. But, you know, regardless of what I think or what anybody else thinks, the fact is that these politicians, the people that are in charge with making decisions, are trying to get us back to some sense of normalcy, and sports is going to play a big part of that, which is why they're pushing so hard to get things ramped back up.
All right, speaking of sports, 2020 NFL season. So Seth Walder, ESPN Analytics. So he's the guy that crunches the numbers, puts it into the computer, gets the regurgitation, and gets the exact numbers of what we can expect to happen. So the top five favorites, according to this analytical-driven study, to win the Super Bowl, the FPI is what we're calling it, the Football Power Index. Chiefs the favorite at 21% to win the Super Bowl. That's a 1 in 5. Ravens 2 at 17%, followed by the Saints at 13%. The Niners at 12%. And Santiago, when he saw this, Ricky actually started running around the studio. He took his shirt off, like a Cowboy shirt, and was running around the studio. Cowboys are fifth. Yeah, Cowboys are fifth at 5% to win the Super Bowl this year.
I don't know if I agree with that one. I agree with the top four. I don't know if I agree. I mean, I don't know. Cowboys going from 8-8 to now all of a sudden being one of the five favorites to win a Super Bowl. I think they'll win the division, but I don't know, man. I don't know about the Super Bowl.
They're a talented team, and they've got a quarterback. Well, if Dak Prescott signs the franchise tag or they give him a long-term deal, they'll have somebody under center that has won playoff games. And somebody that's 40-24 in the regular season as a starter through 4 years. So, I mean, there's no denying that the Cowboys are a talented team and that they underachieved in 2019. The expectation is that having a young core of players with another year of experience under their belt, coupled with a Super Bowl winning head coach, that they would be willing to make a drastic step forward. So we'll see what happens, but I do think they'll be in the tournament. And if they're in the tournament, they got a shot.
Sure they do. All right, so here's how they have it. They have it broken down in order by teams' projected wins and then chances to reach the postseason. You guys want to start at the top? I mean, we started at the top and work our way down. So the Cowboys are 5. The Eagles are 6. Now, the Cowboys have a 69% chance to go to the postseason. Saints, right above the Cowboys, 83% chance to go to the postseason. Ravens, 92, and Chiefs, 94. Now, this is interesting. So Buccaneers are 63%. Patriots, guys, still 9th with a 60% chance to reach the postseason. And their projected win total, Rick, is 8.6. So, you round it up, you're looking at 9 wins. So the computer, Seth Walder, all these guys still believe in New England to wind up as a playoff team.
I'd be interested. Now, it's still amazing to me. I mean, that's the power of Bill Belichick. What do you think that number would be? Now, this is just obviously speculating. What do you think that number would be if it was Belichick left and Brady stayed? You think people would still be so confident in the Patriots?
I think it would
no.
be. You don't think it would be similar to that? To
no.
9 wins? 8.6 wins?
No.
Really?
No, I don't. I mean, the offense was terrible for the Patriots last year. Their defense is what gave them a chance to compete. And so without Bill Belichick, I just don't know where that team would be in terms of what their identity would be. I mean, you would think that it would be Brady, but does he have the weapons to allow the offense to be the identity of that team? If Bill Belichick left, I think you would see a much more drastic outlook.
Really?
A more bleak outlook for the Patriots in 2020.
Wow. I don't think I agree with that. Because eight and a half wins is, not a great season by any stretch.
No.
And they came out, what'd they win? 12 games last year?
12 games last year, yeah.
Yeah, so you think they'd be a 6-7 win expectation? 7.5?
Well, without Belichick?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if
Brady stayed and Bill Belichick left, you think it would be 7 or 7.5?
Dave, we didn't have a good Tom Brady last year. You're saying it's like Tom Brady and the Patriots were some offensive juggernaut. They weren't. They weren't a very good offense. They weren't.
Yeah, no, I know. But
they were the 15th ranked offense, and they were number one in defense in points and yards. That team's identity was on the defensive side of the ball. That's what allowed them to compete. Belichick, his background, he started as a defensive guy. So, yeah, if Belichick left, I don't think that defense would be at the same level. I don't think the identity of that team would be the same. And
what
so, yeah,
think,
I don't think they would be as good if Belichick left, or they would be projected to be as good if Belichick left as they would if the situation played out and Tom Brady left.
I think a lot of this has to do with how people feel about Bill Belichick. There's plenty of people that still refuse to believe that even without Tom Brady, that Bill Belichick won't find a way. Or he
Don't
knows
you?
Something that
I do.
No, I feel the exact same way. Like, he knows something that we don't. That's why I wouldn't make a trade with Bill Belichick. He obviously knows something I don't know. It's just me acknowledging that he's smarter than me. Like he knows something that we don't know. For him to have, go into the season, with Jared Stidham and Hoyer as his two quarterbacks, like, he must know something about Stidham that we don't know, or about Hoyer that we don't know, or how this team is going to work. I think, to Chris's point, I mean, if you had no Bill Belichick, right, and you're just, the greatest coach of all time, if he's gone, and you saw what you saw, especially towards the end of last season, and all we heard about was no weapons, he doesn't have enough weapons and everything else, I mean, you would expect that it would just naturally, there would be a drop-off.
Yeah, but it's you're giving me a drop-off now. I mean, the drop-off, they're projected to win 8.5 games.
No, I get what you're saying. But, I mean, also, the defense was one of the best in the sport last year. They did lose some, they lose Vinoy, they lose Collins. I mean, they lost pieces on that defense.
They did. They sure did.
So it's probably not going to be, defense is one of the hardest ones to predict year to year. So, they may not be one of the best defenses. And on top of it, you're taking away the greatest coach of all time. I don't know, man.
You know what it comes down to for me, Rick? I think I just have more confidence that you're going to get the best version of Bill Belichick more so than getting the best version of Tom Brady. That's what it is. Tom Brady's 43 years old. At some point, you're going to see a decline. With a guy that's a coach, you're not going to see a decline. It's not like he has perishable skills.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, if Belichick has been one of the greatest football minds we ever seen, certainly in the Super Bowl era. And so to think that, losing him wouldn't be as big of an impact as losing Brady, I don't know about that. I don't see that. Tom Brady needs help in order to get his job done. I guess with Bill Belichick, you got to have players to some degree, but one of Bill Belichick's gifts is being able to evaluate what guys do well and put them in positions to do that more often than not. And so I just believe that even without a player like Tom Brady, Bill Belichick will find a way to navigate around that.
All right, have you guys looked at the at this FPI projection?
Yes, I have.
All right. Rick, have you? I know that comes as no surprise that Chris looked. Have you looked at it?
I'm not sure why you would even ask him at this point. I have not. I've glanced at it. I haven't.
All right. Did you look at the Jets and the Giants?
I did not look at the Giants. I did look at the Jets.
Okay. So I'll tell you what the Jets were, and then you can guess what the Giants are. The Jets, 25th, projected wins 6.8. Chance at the postseason, 24%. You care to guess where the Giants check in here on this list?
I would imagine it has to be lower than the Jets. Okay, let's see. They're the same. I mean, they're virtually outside of the colors. They're almost the same exact organization. You said the Jets were what, 25th?
Yep.
Okay, same organization. Jets 25th, different colors. Slightly worse. I don't know, what, 26, 27? What are the 26?
Yeah, right there. 26. Now, this is interesting. So projected wins for the Giants, 6.1. So not a huge difference from the Jets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not huge. Chance to reach the postseason for the Giants, half of what the Jets is, 12%.
But in that division, though, too, I mean, NFC's a better conference. I mean, but they got the Eagles and the Cowboys. I mean, who do the Jets have besides? I mean, the Patriots would be pretty good just because of Belichick and the Patriots.
The Bills are better than the Jets.
Yeah, the Bills, but I mean, that's one team as opposed to, I mean, they could be as good as the Patriots, maybe not as good as Buffalo. The Giants aren't as good as.
Right. I guess there's a larger leap from the Giants to the Eagles and Cowboys than there is from the Jets to the Bills and the Patriots.
I mean, hell, the Redskins could be better than the Giants this year.
Redskins. You want to hear where the Redskins checked in? 31st. Projected wins, 5.5. Chance to reach the playoffs, 6%.
Oof.
I got to believe they're going to be better than that. 31st, I got to believe they'll be better than that.
Only worse than them is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last, projected wins, 4.9. Chance to reach the postseason, 4%.
Yeah, but they're actually happy about that.
They want the quarterback.
That's what they're striving for. Mission accomplished for them.
Dolphins have a 14%.
Washington's
got to
be better than that.
Playoffs.
Yeah, Washington has a hell of a coach. Than that. Yeah.
Well, if Haskins more is bad, though, they're going to be a bad team. If he's bad, they're going to be a bad team.
See, I don't think he's going to be that bad, though.
He got better as the year went on last season. Either. Yeah.
I don't think he had a fair shake last year.
Well, he had a head coach that didn't want him, Rick.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Excellent point.
I mean, that's not exactly setting the kid up for success.
I don't know if the selfie at the end of the game, having to miss the... Having to miss the victory formation with the selfie in the stands was actually a good look.
It's not a great look.
No, that was a bad look. But let me tell you what's not is how Dwayne Haskins looks now. Because, I mean, he's lost. I think they said he's lost 20 pounds.
Good for him.
And, I mean, he's
a little doughy last year.
Yeah, he was really. Yeah, exactly. And so he's actually taking it seriously now, his craft, and trying to work on everything and improve. And anytime a guy has that kind of mentality where he's willing to dedicate himself, especially dealing with what we're dealing with right now, where there's a built-in excuse as to why you wouldn't be at your best the upcoming season, I think that's a good sign. I want to be optimistic about Haskins. I really do. And with Ron Rivera, a guy that's coached the team in the Super Bowl, I just feel like there will be more institutional control, more stability with that Redskins franchise because they've been a dumpster fire for the last decade.
Yeah, like
had to clean things up.
Yeah, because of the owner. When the ownership is that bad, it's a trickle down effect, and they've been absolutely horrendous. So hopefully it continues, but I'm not sure that it does.
speaking of no excuses, do you see where you guys happen to see where Kirk Cousins is working out these days?
No, I saw something. I can't tell you, but I saw some video of him working out. Where's he at?
In his parents' driveway.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in Orlando in his parents' driveway. It's hilarious. You imagine walking down the street and then there's just Kirk Cousins doing his plyometrics right in the driveway.
Go long, right? Hitting the neighbors with the go routes.
And then did you see the story where they did the Tom Brady trying to acclimate himself in Tampa with him getting kicked out of the park and how the person didn't even realize it was him? And then how they actually interviewed the guy whose house he went into. And he's like, what would have happened if just say I had a gun? Like, what would happen? Could you imagine if I had shot Tom? Could you imagine what could have happened? No.
But that, I mean, if a guy walks into your home and you have a weapon and you're protecting yourself, I mean, you could argue that he's within his right, no?
Oh, first of all, it's Florida, yeah. It's how lucky was Tom Brady that he walked into someone's house that didn't happen?
Yes. Yeah.
He's very lucky.
Very lucky.
The guy had no idea. The guy had no idea until he said, Brady goes, what did he say? Am I in the right place? He goes, well, where are you trying to be? He goes, Byron. Well, the guy had no idea until he said Byron. Then then it hit him like, oh, this is Tom Brady. I didn't even realize.
But just thinking about how that all worked out, wouldn't it be a lot easier for Byron Leftwich to find Tom Brady rather than Tom Brady find Leftwich? Just saying.
You would imagine. Yeah, you would imagine.
Yeah, how about the coach that's been down there a couple of years? How about you go find where your new quarterback is?
Take me to St. Peter's right home, though. I mean, we have stories about this all the time where people walk into the wrong home. Have you ever done that? I've never done that.
No, I've tried to go into the wrong hotel room, but not the wrong house, no.
I mean, it's the wrong house? I mean, you really got to, there's many levels of messing up to walk into the wrong home.
Yeah, it seems weird. But maybe that was his first time going to his house. I mean, the door was open.
But,
maybe that was just
fine,
paying attention.
But still, I mean, don't you typically look at the number of the home you're walking into?
Yeah, but maybe, I mean, he barely eats anything. Maybe he was just like on one of those, like, he hadn't had his daily.
Sure, well, I wasn't very smart.
Listen, Tom Brady's new to Tampa Bay. It's not outside of the realm of possibility that he might get lost a couple months in.
I understand getting lost. I'm just confused at walking into someone else's home.
Low blood sugar. Hadn't eaten.
Should have some avocado with them. Pop that in. He'll find anywhere. Like spinach for Popeye. All right. Are you ready?
For what?
What do you mean for what?
I know, but CMT, I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it.
You ready? All right, let's
Whenever
go.
You're ready.
We haven't opened for this thing yet, or how's this working? Or is this
no,
just
we don't.
Like dry?
This is,
like a
yeah,
piece of toast.
Very, very dry, yeah.
So this is a piece of toast?
Well, no, it depends. Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean, depending on how you like to eat your toast.
No, I didn't need, like, romantic music.
Yeah, I didn't need this either. Santi, I didn't need this.
This is uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's desperation.
I did have a good idea for another drop for the cuddle portion.
Mm-hmm.
Santi, if you can find it, I'll ask you for tomorrow. I don't want to ruin it for today. All right, here we go. I got all fired up. I was going to do some golf. I was going to do some KBO. But, Dave, you kind of poo-pooed the whole golf thing because you weren't dialed in.
Well, you can still do it. Don't let my disinterest in the golf affect it.
No, but it would fall flat. I was thinking, you know, match three. Steph wanted to be involved. You know, people want to see Jordan. But I was like, yeah, we can get into that later. What I'm really missing, and this is probably because me and Milo were playing baseball in the driveway yesterday, which I'll bring up in observations because I may be a knob. I'm going to go baseball edition of CMT.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been waiting for this. The football is great, but the football – not as timely. Baseball should be here right now. I'm very excited by this.
Yeah, very timely. So how I'm going to do this, Dave, is how we did it on Friday. Okay? Chris, what we did on Friday is kind of how it's supposed to happen, where I'll give you three choices, and you have to decide what you're going to do with the three. Kind of how
Chris,
it's
Friday,
supposed to work.
Friday was murderous, by the way.
Okay.
It was all
I'm ready
Memorial
to go, Rico.
Day, it was all Memorial Day barbecue stuff. And it was like hot dogs, and hamburgers, chicken. It was very – the baseball today will not be as difficult.
No. I was going to go breakfast foods. I'll save those for Fridays. I'll save the fun ones for Fridays, I think.
I like that.
All right, here we go. Baseball edition. This is what we're going to do. For today, I'm going to go just the infield. Okay, I'm going to give you three choices. This is all of Major League Baseball. Okay, so we're going to start with catcher. You need to decide what you're going to do with these three catchers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a JT Realmuto.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you Yasmani Grandal. And I'm going to give you the Kraken, one Gary Sanchez.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Right. Who's the second one? Grandal?
Grandal. Who the Mets could have had.
Texas?
But, who the Mets could have had, but they didn't want to.
Where did he just go? He went to Texas, right?
Yeah. He was with Milwaukee. Had an unbelievable season.
Right. The one year with Milwaukee, now to Texas. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, you want honors here?
No, I'll give you the honors, Dave. Go ahead.
All right. To me, the marriage is easy. I'm going to marry Realmuto. He's the best catcher of these three. He might be the best catcher in all of baseball. So that to me is the easy one. The next one becomes difficult. I'm going to, just because the upside is so tremendous for Gary Sanchez, I'm going to cuddle Gary Sanchez, and even though I greatly like Yasmani Grandal, I will, and I don't feel appropriate doing this because there are three very fine catchers, but I will trash Yasmani Grandal.
Grandal's with the White Sox, by the way, not the Rangers.
Okay.
Signed with Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going with that same game plan that Dave is going with, Rico. I'm going to marry Realmuto. I think he's, you know, in terms of two-way catchers, he's the best in the business. And then when it comes to the one I'm going to cuddle, how could I not cuddle Gary Sanchez, right? I mean, he's got a rocket arm. He's tried to work on his defense. You know what his back can do when he's healthy. The only question is, can he stay healthy? That's still yet to be determined. But because he has such a huge upside, you got to like it. And then, like Dave said, it's uncomfortable doing this to Yasmani Grandal, but got to trash him.
Very uncomfortable. Now, Rick, let me turn the tables on you. Well, where would you go, CMT here?
No, I would go Realmuto. I would marry him.
Yeah.
Love me some JT Realmuto. I got a soft spot for Gary Sanchez. Grandal is good, but I'd probably do the same thing. And you know, Gary, he gets a little bit emotional, so he could use a nice little cuddle. So I'll marry Realmuto. I'll cuddle up on the Kraken. And then I hate to do it, but I mean, someone has to go. So I'll get rid of Grandal.
Yeah. You put us in an uncomfortable position, though, because we have to trash a terrific catcher.
Yeah, but Grindahl had that. I mean, that's there's a reason why he signed a one-year deal, man. I mean, he had that. That was an atrocity the year before with the Dodgers. It was embarrassing.
He was terrific. Yeah, that wasn't great.
Couldn't even catch a baseball. All right, here we go. Let's go with first base. It's going to be an easy one for Dave, I would imagine. I'm going to give you, although Dave doesn't play favorites. I'm going to give you Freddie Freeman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you Pete Alonso, the polar bear. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you one, this is for Canty because he loves Greece, one Anthony Rizzo.
This is difficult.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
This is very difficult.
Because you like Freeman. I know you like Freeman.
Oh, and I'm going to start there. I'm going to marry Freddie Freeman.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Sacrilege.
Listen, are you looking for me to just appease the masses, or do you want me to give you honest to goodness, true gut feeling? I think Freeman.
I expect honesty.
I mean, Freddie Freeman is the best first baseman. I mean, the guy can hit 330. He's the best first baseman. I mean, you watch. Every time he goes up against the Mets, he destroys them. So I'll marry Freddie Freeman. See, again, you're putting me in a position, and Chris in a position, where we're going to be trashing a terrific player.
That's how this game works. That's what makes it fun.
I mean, I shouldn't be trashing Anthony Rizzo, but that's what I'm going to do. Of this list of three, I think he's the third, but he's a terrific player. Mm-hmm. Excellent hitter. So I'll trash Anthony Rizzo, and I'll cuddle and closely. This won't be like a, you know, let me cuddle and then spill you away because I want my own space. All night long, I'm going to be cuddling Pete Alonso. Nonetheless, I'll cuddle Pete Alonso.
Okay. My list is slightly different from Dave. I like Freddie Freeman as well. Don't love him, so I'm not going to marry him. I'm going to cuddle Freddie Freeman. I am going to marry the polar bear, Pete Alonso. I know he's probably not going to come close to being able to have the season that he had last year to follow up what he did in his sophomore campaign, but I really think that Pete Alonso is a solid hitter. You know, he's got power to all fields. I really like what you got in Pete Alonso. Even though defensively he's a little bit suspect, I think he more than makes up for it on the offensive end. And I'm trashing Anthony Rizzo. As fine a first baseman as he is, I just think with the other two guys on this list, he's the one that you have to throw in the junk pile.
Wow. Aggressive. All right, let's go to second base.
I mean, before you destroy me, Freeman hit .295 with 38 and 121 last year.
No, I understand that. I'm not destroying you. I mean, that's why I put him in there.
All right.
I just wanted you to go
Freeman. You wanted me. You put me in a position. I mean, that was like what's that movie with Glenn Close where she you know, boils the rabbit or whatever?
Fatal Attraction. Dude.
That's what you did to me.
Yeah, I was
you
putting
put
your integrity
in a position
to the
where
test.
I had no trouble. I had no choice.
I was putting your integrity to the test. Are you going to be a fanboy? Are you going to be, you're going
to
be a baseball fan? And you
no,
chose
I to do what I
give
feel
you full
is
credit.
Necessary. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, consistently is going to hit 300 with, you know, 30 home runs and 100 RBIs.
Yeah. And he's a
I do it again.
And he's a better defender, too. So, yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Let's go to second base. Canty's favorite. He loves this guy. The baseball jockey himself won Jose Altuve. Oh. I'm going to give you him. I'm going to give you Ozzie Albies.
Oh, he's good.
Another Brave. Yuck. And I'm going to give you DJ. I'm going to put him at second base. I'm going to give you DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, Rico, you're going to do it to me. I can't believe you're going to do me like this. But you know what? I'm going to take a different approach to this. And normally a guy that would win an MVP doesn't get thrown in the trash. But I'm going to throw Jose Altuve in the trash.
Oh, come on. You can't throw away Altuve.
I'm throwing him in the trash, Dave.
Come on.
I'm throwing him in the trash because of the cheating scandal. Listen, I'm not saying that he's not a fine baseball player, but we really don't know how good he is. We don't know how good he is without the cheating, although I think he's probably going to be still good. I'm going to throw him in the trash just because he was a cheater and he potentially cheated my Yankees out of being able to get to the World Series a couple of years ago.
Well, so he actually fit in the trash can.
Yeah, he actually would fit, actually. So I'm going to throw Altuve in the trash. To marry Ozzy Albies, and I am going to cuddle DJ LeMahieu.
Ooh. Wow.
What do you think, Dave?
I mean, this is not going to be popular, but I'm not in this to make friends, and we've established that with my choice on Alonso. I'm going to trash LeMahieu.
That's what the greats do.
I mean, you gave me two of the best second basemen in the entire game. So I'm going to marry Altuve. I feel like he's hasn't been forthright in the way he's handled himself, but I'm still going to marry Altuve. I'm going to cut Albies. I'm going to trash LeMahieu. And again, I don't want to do this. I don't want to trash Rizzo. I don't want to trash LeMahieu. But you're forcing me, Yasmani Grandal, you're forcing me into these uncomfortable decisions, and I'm going to call it like I see it, and that's how I see it.
I appreciate that. Can we just, before we get to shortstop, I just, so we know, and we really, for a quick second, take a step back and realize how good a season DJ LeMahieu had last year. The guy drove in 102 runs, and he batted leadoff for the most part.
Yes, right. He was great.
With 26 bombs.
But to counteract that, prior to last year, he's never had more than 66 RBIs in a season.
Listen, the pinstripes are what he needed, buddy.
And he was great last year.
I don't hate your list. I like your list. All right, here we go, shortstop. Let's go. I'm going to give you, this is a sneaky one, because you're not going to expect this name, but this is, I'm going to give you Francisco Lindor. No, seems obvious.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gleyber Torres. Mm-hmm. And Marcus Semien. I was going to give you Javi Baez, but Javi Baez plays all over the place.
Oh, this is a terrible one. I mean, this is
a tough one.
Potato salad.
There's only one way you can go with this one, Dave.
No, I don't. This is not
easy. There's only one way you can go.
There is?
Yes. There's only one order you can go in, and I feel fairly confident in saying that.
Canty's marrying Torres.
I'm going to marry Torres.
He's going to cuddle Lindor, and he's going to gas Semien, I bet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the Yankees second in the MVP voting last year?
Yeah, he had an unbelievable season. Yeah, Semien was ridiculous. Yeah. That's why I threw him in there. Because a lot of people don't know who he is, but he had an unbelievable season.
He was unbelievable last year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you're not taking him over the two guys that you got on that list. You're not.
I don't know what I'm doing yet.
Come on, man.
How about if the two guys on that list
end up on
the same team?
You try to build up for the drama, but we know. It's okay.
No,
go ahead.
I'm not going. You say it's so garden variety. It's not for me.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Lindor. I'm going to cuddle Gleyber Torres. And even though I feel completely uncomfortable with this, I'm going to trash Marcus Semien.
Okay. Marcus Semien last year, 285. He had 43 doubles, 33 home runs, and 92 RBIs.
Yeah. At shortstop.
Mm-hmm. I was going to put Xander Bogaerts in there too, but I mean, there's just.
Now, you can't, Chris, you can't beat me up for taking Lindor to marry, can you?
No. I'm not going to do that. But just for me, Gleyber Torres, the things that this kid can do. I mean, he's got the versatility to play both middle infield spots. He's got power, Dave, but he can also hit for average. I just think that he's an ascending star, and he's just touching the tip of the iceberg, Dave.
Oh, he's great. There's
so much potential there.
I do think Rick created this drama almost unnecessarily, though, Chris. Because Torres hasn't even played shortstop yet, and he's already got him locked in as a shortstop.
Oh, he's going to be a shortstop.
He's going to be a shortstop. No more
Didi.
Right. Yeah. This year he will be, but based off last year he wasn't.
We knew at some point he was going to slide over at shortstop.
Yeah, you're causing unnecessary drama and angst.
No, when he played half the season at shortstop last year too. Stop, please. This is all about creating conflict. That's what this game is all about.
I see what you're doing.
Here we go. Final one for today's CMT third base. I'm going to give you Nolan Arenado.
I mean, that's got to be. Come on.
Anthony Rendon. World Series champion Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
How'd you guys feel about those rings? You like those rings?
No.
Do you see the baby shark inside the ring holding
yes.
the trophy?
Yeah. That's a shark.
And then I'm going to give you this one. And this may be someone else, unless you're a hardcore baseball fan. Well, I would hope you would know who this is.
Jed Lowry.
Stop. I'm going to give you Matt Chapman.
Well, he is a great defensive third baseman. Yeah, he is awesome. All right, come on. I mean, you got to marry Arenado.
Yes, you marry Arenado.
You have to. You could argue he's outside of Trout the best player in baseball. So I'm gonna go in the order you gave him to me. And again, it's uncomfortable because Chapman is a terrific player, but I'm gonna marry Arenado, cuddle Rendon, and trash Matt Chapman, which is not fair, but it's the necessary evil of this vicious game.
Rico, I have the exact same order as Dave Rothenberg. No further explanation needed.
All right. I mean, I'll take it. Now, let's not forget, though, Matt Chapman, I mean, did hit 36 bombs.
He's a great player.
He hit 36 bombs. One of the best defensive third basemen in the league.
I got to be honest. I love today's CMT.
You like that one?
I did. I loved it.
All right. Good. I got the outfield for the barn.
I love it. everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and 98.7 ESPN New York. Before we get to observations, Rick, NHL announces that Commissioner Gary Bettman will make an announcement today at 4:30 Eastern time regarding the return to play plan for the 2019-2020 NHL season. He and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly will meet the media following that at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So we're going to have some information later today on the return of hockey.
Good news, man. Let's get this thing going. Get them all back. Let's get them on the ice. Maybe a little Vegas. Maybe somewhere
fun.
In Canada.
Mm.
Yep.
24 teams. Islanders yep. and Rangers involved. Yeah, I mean, how do you not love that?
I wonder if hockey's going to be involved in observations today. Something someone said with one of the teams that could be potentially playing.
Let's do that hockey.
One of our local teams. Well, let's find out. Let's start it out. Here is observations.
Do you need to feel better about your life?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Let's take a look at Rick's Nobservation.
Welcome back, dum-dum.
I'll actually be interested. Hear me out. Now, we can maybe talk about this because we don't have much time for the rest of today's show. Now, think about this. So you can have the NBA and the NHL come back, right? Bubble cities, no fans in stands. Mm-hmm. Do you think now because there's no home ice or home court, we see where there's the potential to have more upsets than normal because there is no home ice or home court?
I think so in the NBA. You get a lot in hockey anyway.
No, I know you do, but I mean there is something like when you're playing, I mean if you're playing a home game in Nashville and you have the momentum in your crowd and now you don't have to deal with that, or you have a young goalie, for example, like does this help Shesterkin? Right? Because then it just feels like, I mean, you know it's the playoffs, but it kind of just feels like another game because there's no one there, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Settles your nerves.
I think it could. I think it certainly, it hurts the better teams that would have home court or home ice. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, because there's some interesting matchups too in the NBA depending on what they end up doing. I mean, like the Sixers are awful on the road, but now there's now there's really no road game. So does that help them?
Maybe that leads to them just being awful, period.
That's a great point, Christopher. Awesome. All right, here we go. Let's go with did this happen in Florida? You guys ready for this?
We're ready.
All right, this is taking foot fetish to a whole different level. Man was arrested for stealing more than 100 pairs of flip-flops, which he then admitted to having relations with.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. 24 years old. He was seen lurking outside his latest victim's home. They actually found him and found where he was living. There were 126 pairs of flip-flops that he admitted to stealing over the last 2 years. What he would do is he would wear the sandals around his house to get himself all worked up, and then he would take those flip-flops and you could use now your imagination.
No, is this like a foot fetish that graduated into an obsession with the sandals?
I would imagine that this is all like just all part of the foot fetish thing, I guess.
Okay. I guess we could get Rex Ryan on the show to tell us.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, see.
Well, he's typically on Bart and Hahn anyway.
Good point. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Tackle that with him and the one.
They put more cheese on his taco, so he's doing that show now.
All right, so that's what. Now, here's my thought, Chris. Flip-flops in Florida.
Florida. Yeah, but how is this foot fetish? Is this necessarily a foot fetish, though? It's saying foot fetish, but you're stealing the flip-flops, putting them on your own feet, and isn't this more like a flip-flop fetish? Try saying that three times fast.
Does it really matter?
I don't know how we classify it, Rico.
It's a broken person.
I think this is a flip-flop fetish.
All right, call it how you see it. I'd like to discuss it with Chris about how we see it here, where it happened.
Yeah.
Flip-flop Florida, obviously.
Yes.
Could be the case. But does that...
Yes.
I mean, you really think this took place here? This has got to be some kind of third world story, no?
I don't know, Dave. I mean, I could see that being a domestic fetish. It's hard to narrow down whether or not it's Florida because, like you said, everywhere is Florida.
Yeah, so but you really got to figure that the flip-flop is not at the level other places in the country that it would be in Florida right now. Like, it can't be New York. I can't imagine people are stealing. I mean, this is 100 flip-flops.
It could be Texas, Dave. It could be California.
See, now you're talking me off. I thought international, but I'm going to say not Florida. I won't even stake a claim of where this took place, but I'll say it's not Florida.
Dave, I've been terrible at this, so I'm just going to lean in your direction, although I don't feel good about it. I'm going to say not Florida as well.
Santi, I know you got a clog fetish. What do you think?
This is a conversation for the archives, the Netherlands, first of all. Yes. First of all, it's crazy enough to happen in Florida, but I don't think it's too crazy to happen outside the states. I'm going to say in the United States, but not Florida.
See, Dave, you got to go with your instincts, but man, you guys are all right, but Dave was 100% right because that actually happened in Thailand. That was not in the States.
See, I knew it. Really? I said that. You talked me out of it.
Flip, you're on fire. Dave.
Trust your initial instincts, Dave.
Because think of that's you said it was 130 flip-flops.
Yeah, 126. There's a lot of flip-flops. Yeah, but I mean, Florida's got tons of flip-flops. They all wear sandals.
How can you steal 100?
That's all they wear flip-flops.
Yeah. What if I said there was a Birkenstock fetish? Would that have changed your mind at all?
No.
Here we go. Did this happen in Florida? Mm-hmm. Three brothers were hospitalized after
having
relations
with them.
Three brothers were hospitalized.
Yeah.
After being bitten by a black widow. And you ask yourself, how did this happen? How did three brothers all get bit by a black widow? Mm-hmm. Well, they thought that if they got bit by the Black Widow, it would turn them into Spider-Man.
Oh, come on.
Oh, stop it.
I'm dead serious.
I'm going to go again. I'm going to say it again. And, Chris, you're not going to talk me out of it. That did not happen in this country, not Florida.
Okay, I'm going not Florida because Dave's on fire right now.
Dave is on fire. Santi, you're a big superhero guy. What do you think?
And please don't tell me these kids are in their 20s or 30s. Like, please let them be children at least.
47. No,
no, come on.
No, 12, 10, and 8. Then they're fine. They're all fine.
I'm going to say outside of the country just for the simple fact that I would think that most kids here in the United States would have been told, no, that's not actually a real thing. You can't get powers from a spider bite. I don't think that's going to happen.
Dave is correct again. All three of you are correct. That actually happened in Bolivia. That is Bolivia. That is three young Bolivian brothers were hospitalized. The NHL team that Dave is talking about, who's got Rangers fans all upset, is the Carolina Hurricanes. They're upset because they don't like the fact that they have to go up against the New York Rangers, who, oh, by the way, this season are 4-0 against the Carolina Hurricanes.
One of these guys are jerks or something?
They are the jerks. And finally, to finish off, because we only got a couple minutes here, I'm going to have to get you guys' call on this one. Am I a knob or not? So, driveway yesterday, my dad got Milo like this pitching machine that throws so he can hit them, you know, like with the wiffle balls.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing in the driveway and we're sitting out in the chairs and I'm feeding the balls. Ella goes and gets the balls. Now, Ella, for some reason, got Milo aggravated. And I can't tell, should I be impressed or aggravated?
Well,
so she went, gave me the ball. I put it in the machine and then she went and sat in her chair. And I can see him now thinking in his head that she aggravated him. So he wants to get her back. So what he did now was, because he's a lefty and she's on the first base side,
oh no,
is he opened up his stance on purpose and decided to pull the ball and hit her right in the chest with the wiffle ball.
Well, I got to tell you, firstly, the fact that this kid at 5 years old can open his stance and pull the ball appropriately to hit her in the chest, it says you got quite the athlete on your hands.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
That was my initial thought. That was pretty impressive that he knew that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I feel like that makes me a bad dad, though, man.
No, I think it makes you an appropriate father, and I think you have to have the conversation with him of, Milo, come on, you're better than this.
No, I think Milo will realize the ramifications of what he did. He'll suffer the consequences.
Yes.
Because Ella's going to get him back.
What happened? Okay, what was the repercussions?
He got yelled at, but like I'm yelling at him, but at the same time as I'm yelling at him, like I'm also impressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, you shouldn't have done that, but wow, that was impressive. You opened up the swing and everything.
Oh, there's going to be retribution, though, Rico. Ella's going to get him back.
Oh, dude, she is.
That's going to happen.
A beast. Yeah, I would be afraid.
Because this is what my kids would do. I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. Did he play that card or did he admit
it? Of course he played that card. Uh-huh. Little did he realize I'm staring at him as he like as he purposely like looks at the machine and looks at her and then like tries to adjust himself and then boom, rocket right up her chest.
Love it. Opens his stance up wide to hit his sister.
There you have it, boys. That is a Tuesday edition of Knobservation.
Beautiful day outside, Chris. Gorgeous. You gonna do a little outside work today?
No, it's a beautiful day in the tri-state, Dave. It's not a beautiful day down here in the Carolinas. Oh. We got a lot of rain going on, but it is what it is. We barbecued all weekend, so we got plenty of leftovers. We'll dive into that.
All right, Rick, for us it's beautiful, so I think we should take full advantage.
Oh, we will, David. We will take full advantage. Lots of sidewalk chalk and everything else, buddy. Looking forward to it.
Nice. Now be careful, because the last thing I want to hear tomorrow when we start the show is I went outside, didn't put any sunblock on, and now I have burns all over myself. I don't
know. No,
there
can't
tomorrow.
Be any burns. No, there can't be. I mean, if you you would not recognize me right now with how dark I am.
Oh, really?
I
have that like nice dark complexion, so you can't burn.
No, I look like I'm like a California raisin at this point. I was told that vitamin D is good, so now I think I own the sun at this point. I look like Magda. You know, when she sits out with like the foil and tans herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I look like something about Mary Magda. I look like Magda right now.
That's not a great look for a woman.
No, it isn't great. No. It runs in my family, though. This is usually how Mickey looks in the summer.
Stop it. Leave your family alone, for God's sakes.
I'm just telling you.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.